Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that ye would give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee, and on all thy father's house? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee say me not nay. And the king said unto her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which thou sentest to me for, and I will do all thy desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats unto the place that thou shalt appoint me, and will cause them to be discharged there, and thou shalt receive them. And thou shalt accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which she had brought unto the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. Therefore they say unto God, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What if I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail? Oh, that one would hear me! Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Shall the king greatly desire thy beauty? For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemy. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. So they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me, therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. Hope deferred maketh a heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. So that none of the remnant of Judah which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to the which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return but such as shall escape. Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth. And your sons and your daughters, whom ye have left, shall fall by the sword. Also, thou son of man, Shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellow should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon? Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness, and not light, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And he said, The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect we know that everywhere it is spoken against. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.